All we need is a little bit of momentum. By Fictional Aspect, read by Night Tracer. No, Ryanhead said. No, you'll see. We're going to subvert gender norms and shit. It's going to be great. I'm pretty sure girls have been wearing pants for about 100 years now, Ryan. Brendan brushed her bangs out of her eyes. They'd be more shocked to see me in a dress. I could probably just wear a corset or something. Ryan frowned, biting his lip, focusing somewhere in the middle distance between Brendan's face and the notepad laying on his lap, covered in scrawled handwriting. Why don't we just wait for Spencer and John? They're coming back with food soon. Shit, I'm starving, Brendan muttered. We're not getting anywhere with this anyway. What if you cut your hair? Ryan said suddenly, gaze sharp and fixed. You mean like... Brendan held a thick lock between her fingers, pulling the ends up to somewhere around her chin and making an inquisitive face. I mean, I need to get it cut anyway, but I don't see how... I mean like short, Ryan said. Would you? Huh, Brendan said, as Spencer banged through the door, arms overflowing with slightly greasy paper bags and a cardboard four-tray holder jammed with drinks. Oh, milkshakes! Ryan raised an eyebrow in her direction, as he sharpened an eyebrow pencil carefully, testing the grain of the wood with one fingernail. I'm doing this for you, you know, he pointed out. You are not, Brendan grumbled. Artistic vision, my ass. My tits hurt, Ryan. I'm not even sure I can sing in this. Brendan glanced down and sighed. They'd had the corset specially made, but it wasn't, you know, comfortable. The most it could claim was an increased range of motion, and Brendan was already sick of it, 3 weeks into the tour. Shut up and hold still, Ryan said mildly. This is sharp. Brendan raised an eyebrow, but held still. She didn't like makeup. Not really. It had been fine with some smudgy eyeliner, like the rest of them. But Ryan had said her outfit needed more... something. They'd agreed that night Ryan could do his worst, and Brendan would just shut up and take it in exchange for a 24-pack of Red Bull at the next highway stop, and a general amnesty on the topic of Greta Salpeter. She likes you, Ryan smirked. You should totally hit that. Ha ha, Brendan had said. You're a fucking riot. Why not? Ryan had said, one foot on his skateboard, as he'd peered across the auditorium at the hushed sound milling around on stage. Greta had her wild hair half-tamed into a messy bun, stray pieces still sticking up like a soft halo. She was wearing a grey tank top and warm-up shorts. And Brendan was making a concerted effort not to stare at her hips. They were cocked slightly, while she discussed something with the tech. It was distracting. Brendan tightened her hands on the handles of her bike. She's not my type, she said, biting the inside of her lip. Far out of my league was what she didn't say out loud. So far. Ryan gave her an incredulous look. Yeah, okay, he said. Wait, hold up, Brendan said, 10 minutes into Ryan poking and prodding at her face. Ryan frowned and took his hand away from where he was holding her chin to keep her face steady. Brendan snaked an arm behind her and to the right on the table and grabbed a can of something that turned out to be Mountain Dew. I'm thirsty, she whined to Ryan, when he just glared at her. Seriously, I can shotgun this if I have to. I just need a drink. Brendan popped the can open and drank nearly half of it in one swallow, throat working furiously. "Done," Ryan said, eyebrow raised. "For now," Brendan said. She settled back and raised a hand to poke at her hair, feeling around and making sure the bobby pins were all in place. The only good thing about her new tour costume was the hairstyle, as far as Brendan was concerned. She was crap at doing it herself, but once Katie had pinned it all up, Brendan didn't have to think about her hair. It was awesome. "Okay," Ryan said finally, after too much time had passed. "It's done. Take a look." "Wow," Brendan said, after a few minutes of staring. "You do realise I look like a 19th century prostitute, right?" Ryan opened his mouth just as the door opened, spilling out Spencer and John, and surprisingly, Greta and Chris, into the dressing room. Brendan tuned Ryan out. "No, it's about the fucking inverse reaction, okay, Brendan? We're contesting ideas on female sexuality. It's part of the whole theme." Grinning up at John, while he squeezed her shoulder. Hugs were out of the question at the moment, with the makeup and all. And raising an eyebrow saucily at Spencer when he tugged on her chin gently. "I like it," Spencer said, sotto voice. Underneath the sound of Ryan's monologue, which he had apparently expanded to include the room at large, Greta and Chris were listening to him, nodding wide-eyed and hiding their smiles. "You don't like it?" Brendan screwed her face up in the mirror, feeling the pull of the unfamiliar grease paint on her skin. "It's a little much," she said. "It's always a little much with Ryan." Spencer nodded. His eye makeup, she noticed, was red tonight, subtle and strange. She felt just a tiny bit jealous. "If you hate it, I mean..." "I don't," Brendan said immediately. It was true. She still felt strange in this costume. Like she hadn't yet owned it. Like it hadn't become part of her on stage. But she didn't hate it. It was actually kind of fun to stalk Ryan around the stage with all her skirts swishing. As long as she didn't trip over them. "I'm just getting used to it is all." "Right," Spencer said, tugging at the sleeve of his frock coat. "Next tour, I'll convince Ryan you need to wear pants." Brendan nodded, looking up to see that Chris and Ryan and John were heading out the door. Brendan wondered briefly if Ryan was still pissed, and then decided she didn't give a shit. He'd get over it. He always did. "So, hey," Greta said, half smiling at Brendan, and coming to lean next to her on the makeup counter. "I like the makeup." "Really?" Brendan said, frowning, as she tried to shove a bobby pin back where it belonged, and not shove it directly into her brain in the process. "Ow, fuck! How do people do this every night?" "Here," Greta said, leaning over and fixing it with cool, dry fingers, pinning up a stray piece of hair at the nape of Brendan's neck. "Oh, and you've got..." She turned Brendan to face her, leaning in and smudging with her thumb just under Brendan's right eye. Brendan looked up, like Ryan had taught her, and held her breath. "It got all fucked up," Greta said. "Do you have that pencil? I can fix it. You must have rubbed your eye." "Probably," Brendan said. "Yeah, it's this one, I think." Greta nodded, shoving curls back onto her shoulders and leaning in, face intent. She steadied Brendan's face with one hand on her jawline, and it felt nothing like Ryan's brusque, business-like application. Greta's hands, soft and gentle on her skin. "Shit," Brendan thought. "Shit, shit, shit." This close. Greta's eyes were dark and faintly amused. Brendan wanted to kiss her. "Okay, it's fixed," Greta said, leaning back a tiny bit, but still far, far too close to Brendan for her general comfort. She leaned in again, smudging at Brendan's eye, drawing the pad of her thumb across Brendan's cheekbone. "Cool," Brendan said faintly. "Thanks. I mean, don't worry about it," Greta said and leaned in, kissing Brendan on the cheek. When she pulled back, there was the faint shimmer of glitter on her lips. "I'll see you after the show." Spencer coughed and Brendan jerked back. "Okay," Brendan said. "Yes, absolutely. Awesome." Greta smiled at her, a flash of true amusement. A little bit dirty. "Okay." Brendan didn't think she was imagining the way Greta's hips swung slightly as she walked to the door and let herself out. Brendan let out a breath, inhaled fully for what felt like the first time in an hour. She caught a glimpse of Spencer through the mirror, flat ironing his bangs and smirking at her. That did actually just happen, right?" she said. "Yep," Spencer said, "and I think you need to stop being a huge pussy." "Suck it," Brendan said automatically, and then, "Yeah, okay." She reached for the rest of her Mountain Dew. Her throat was maybe a little dry. After the show was not a good time for Greta to come by. "How is this shit even possible?" Brendan moaned, trying to twist around to see what Ryan was doing to her. "I feel like I'm in a fucking straitjacket. You never told me these things were dangerous." "It's not dangerous if you're not a fucking spaz," Ryan said, frowning. "How did you even..." "You're not allowed to lace yourself up anymore. This is so tangled it's going to take forever." "Awesome," Brendan said. "It's cool. I'll just be here, you know, dying of asphyxiation. Fuck." Spencer wandered by in a towel, already out of his stage clothes, and heading for the shower just as John opened the door. "I'm jealous," Brendan called out uselessly from behind him. "So, so jealous," she muttered, slumping back down on the stool. "Fuck." "Working on it," Ryan said. "The more you squirm, the more this is going to suck." "Scissors," Brendan said, sitting up suddenly, and earned herself a smack on the shoulder, and an unhappy noise. "Cut it off me! Cut it fucking off me! Shit, I'll pay for it! Please, please!" "Do you have $1,000? Ryan said. "Because that's how much this thing cost, I think." "You spent $1,000 on my corset?" Brendan said, gaping. Are you insane?" "No," Ryan said. "Hold still. I think I've..." "Ow," Brendan said, just as Greta slipped through the door. She still felt like she couldn't breathe, but that was probably because Ryan had just done something that tightened the laces. "Hey," Greta said, sort of gliding over, all showered and clean, and not laced into a devious Ryan Ross-created instrument of torture. She raised an eyebrow at the scene in front of her. Ryan still half in his stage clothes, frowning. Brendan in old ratty basketball shorts and a bright red corset, and a miserable expression. "Are you okay?" "Hi, Greta," Brendan said. Brian, if my spleen explodes, I'm blaming you." "Fuck's sake, it won't." "Spleen everywhere." Brendan made the Ewok Death Star noises, just to make her point clear. "Do you want me to?" Greta said. "I could try. I have smaller hands."
"Yes," Ryan said.
"Wow," Greta said, when she moved to stand behind Brendan. "That's... wow."
"Told you," Ryan said. "I'm taking a shower. Have fun."
"With Spencer," Brendan said, raising an eyebrow. "There's only one stool."
"We'll bond," Ryan said.
"Yeah, bond with your dick in his..." "Oh."
Brendan said, feeling her ribcage suddenly settle back where it was supposed to be. Holy shit, she said, twisting around to where Greta was still loosening the laces so she could slip out of it. Holy shit, I actually love you. Yeah? Greta said with a small smile. Brendan said, feeling a blush creep up onto her cheeks. Facing forward so Greta couldn't see it, she swallowed. She felt so awkward. Why was she so awkward? For certain values of the word, I guess. Greta leaned over Brendan's left shoulder, tucking her face right in next to Brendan's, hand still framing the curve of her waist under the corset. You're cute when you get all flustered. You think I'm cute? Brendan said weakly, biting her lip. Cute. Greta had just called her cute. And that was a good sign, right? That promised the possibility of makeouts. Brendan was so down for makeouts. Yeah, Greta said. And then the weight of her pressed up close to Brendan's back was gone, just as quickly as it had arrived. Now, hang on. I'm still trying to get you naked. It's not usually this hard, Brendan protested, and then wanted to die. Should I leave you two alone? John put in from the corner, chilling on the couch with the magazine. No, Brendan said. Maybe, Greta said at exactly the same time. Wait, maybe? Brendan said, twisting around. Greta sort of half-smiled again, and it was a little raw, a little hopeful. Brendan's heart swooped a teeny bit, just a little. I changed my mind, Brendan said, still staring at Greta. John, I will buy you coffee in the morning if you leave right now. I will buy you one of those stupid double-shot espresso watchima. Leaving, John said, looking suspiciously like he was trying not to crack up. He pointed at Brendan warningly. Double espresso. On you. Tomorrow. On me. Brendan agreed quickly. Now go away. Hi. Greta said softly, as soon as the door closed, and the only sound in the room was the swish of the shower from behind the bathroom door. The whizzing burr of Spencer's electric shaver. Hi. Brendan said back, grinning a little. It was a really awkward angle, though. Let me just... Brendan sort of managed to scoot herself around on the stool until she was facing Greta, and her neck wasn't, like, trying to kill her. Okay, hi, Brendan said, and Greta kissed her. Her hair was soft and smelled like lavender and something spicy. Brendan wanted to fucking roll in it. I like your outfit, by the way, Greta said, laughing, once they'd managed to come up for air. It's very avant-garde. I like your face, Brendan said, and she knew she was probably sporting the lamest smile imaginable. Come back, we were making out, it was awesome. Yeah? Greta said, eyes bright and crinkled and happy. Well then. Greta had these amazing fingers, okay? Brendan felt she shouldn't be blamed for her current position, which was laying on the couch with her head in Greta's lap, practically purring every time Greta scratched a particularly nice spot. I think you're part feline, Greta murmured, staring out the window at the passing highway. Brendan made an unintelligible noise and nuzzled closer. Every once in a while, Brendan would catch a glimpse of her bus, sometimes ahead of them on the highway, sometimes behind. Once John had tried to moon her, but a car had passed between them, and he'd ended up mooning a family of five instead. It had been awesome. Greta carded her hand through Brendan's hair, pulling out a few errant snarls. Have you ever thought about just cutting it all off? She asked eventually. I bet you would look hot. Ryan wanted me to, Brendan said, yawning. The back lounge was dark and warm, and Brendan was sleepy. Way back, before the tour, I think he wanted to put me in drag or something, but then he got the corset idea.
Huh, Greta said. She grinned down at Brendan, a slow smile spreading across her face.
Brendan's ribcage felt a little melty, even if they were still, well, whatever they were. Brendan didn't want to deal with melty insides, if this was just a tour thing, or a maybe we can be friends later thing, or even a I'll see you when I see you thing. It was hard, though. Greta smelled really good and snorted when she laughed and had the most amazing thighs in the history of people having thighs. Brendan maybe wanted it to be an, oh hey, you're my girlfriend thing. Just a little.
Do you have any scissors? Greta was saying. We could do it right now.
They wouldn't even know until the show tomorrow, if you're staying here tonight.
Brendan paused, thought about it for a moment.
Ryan would shit a brick if I did it now, she said after a minute. He would absolutely flip out, oh my god, it would be great.
Greta snickered.
I'll need another mirror to do the back. Do you have an extra?
I can do the back for you, Greta said, scratching her short nails at the base of Brendan's skull.
Brendan nodded, leaning up on her elbows to kiss her, and smirked against her mouth.
This is going to be awesome, she mumbled. And she felt Greta's answering nod everywhere they were touching.
Why are we on a bus? Brendan panted, throwing her head back as Greta licked a slow, wet line up her neck. Oh my god, why are we on a bus?
Shh, Greta murmured, dropping the scissors on the sink and tangling one hand in Brendan's newly cropped hair. She bit down, just as Brendan arched up, and Brendan's head thunked against the bathroom door.
Ow!
Brendan said.
Less talking, Greta said. More oomph.
We're not friends, Ryan said, pressing his mouth in a thin, tight line. We're not friends and I hate you.
I love you,
Brendan said, trying hard to keep a straight face.
Ryan Ross, you're my favourite forever and ever. And if you let this tear apart, our star-crossed love...
Star-crossed?
It's a love for the ages,
Brendan said dreamily, then clambered up on Spencer's back with an ease born of long practice and too much time spent pissing Ryan off.
Ow, fuck, Ryan, don't punch, that shit hurts.
She dug her head into the back of Spencer's neck, snickering, trying her best to dodge Ryan's weak attempts at manhandling.
Coward,
Ryan said, frowning, arms crossed. Spencer was totally home-based and that shit wasn't fair. He jutted his pointy chin out. Come down here and fight me like a man.
I'm subverting gender norms,
Brendan chirped brightly. You'll look like a boy in a dress, Ryan said, throwing up his hands.
And, Brendan said, you like boys in dresses.
I'm advancing your artistic vision.
Shut up, Ryan grumbled. I don't believe you.
Brendan ruffled her hair again.
Ruffled, oh man, her hair was so awesome.
Brendan should have done this years ago, and grinned.
What if I got a top hat, she said, and pants. I want pants, Brian. I'm holding out on you until I get pants.
Holding out what? Ryan said. We're not having sex, in case you didn't notice.
My love, Brendan said. You'll shrivel up and die without it.
We could probably, Spencer said, then stopped, thinking. We've got things that would work. We'd just need to take them in, but if we shortened Brian's extra pair of stage pants...
You can have my coat, John said, opening another bottle of water. I hate my coat.
I don't want your coat, Brendan said, still perched on Spencer's back. I want my own coat and a top hat.
Fine, Ryan said, rolling his eyes. Fine. We're not making any money on this tour anyway. We'll figure something out.
I win! Awesome, Brendan said,
stealing John's bottle of water. John stretched up on his tiptoes to ruffle her hair companionably.
I'm a majority of one, Ryan said sadly.
2 weeks was too long to be around someone as hot as Greta without any real privacy.
Way too long. Hotel tonight, Ryan grumbled, pouring milk into his Cheerios. Thank God.
Gonna get laid. Brendan hummed into her cereal, crunching away happily.
Gross, Ryan said.
Don't even, Brendan said, pointing her plastic spoon at him accusingly. You totally jerk it to lesbian porn. I've seen you.
Yeah, porn, Ryan said. As in, not you.
Shut up, you think I'm hot.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Spencer wandered out from the back, scratching his junk and yawning.
Spencer, you think I'm hot, and you totally watch me have sex, right?
I... what? Spencer said.
Say yes, Brendan said patiently. Spencer was a little slow in the mornings.
Yes.
Okay then, Brendan said, vindicated, and turned back to her cereal. Spencer pulled her aside before soundcheck.
Earlier, I mean, you guys didn't really want me to.
What? No, Brendan said, rolling her eyes and popping the cap of her Red Bull. I was making a point. Duh.
Okay, Spencer said. Good.
Gonna get laid. Brendan hummed under her breath again.
So, are you going to go show your girlfriend? Ryan said, one hand held up away from his face, examining his stage gloves for something.
You know the fingers were missing originally, right? Brendan said.
Yes, Ryan said. So are you?
She's not my girlfriend, Brendan mumbled, trying to make her hair do that pointy thing that Spencer's always did. She managed the outfit all right. Pants! But Brendan was embarrassed to admit she was a little at a loss with the hair and makeup. It was counterintuitive that she ate and slept and lived with 3 guys, and 2 of them were far better at using a flat iron than she was.
She's totally your girlfriend, Spencer said. Do you want me to do your bangs?
No, Brendan said.
Yes, I don't know. Maybe. Come here,
Spencer said, rolling his eyes. Sit.
What is up with you?
Spencer said quietly, raising an eyebrow.
You're all twitchy.
I don't know, Brendan said, a little plaintively. It had been an awesome idea, and she was not regretting it in the least, except, okay, Brendan was, maybe. There was a lot of something going on when she looked at the mirror, and Brendan just wasn't sure yet. And what if Greta didn't like it? What if it had been fine when Brendan was still in, you know, girl jeans and things? But maybe not so much when she was in an honest-to-God suit. And what if...
Wow, I can hear you freaking out from here,
Spencer said, when Brendan didn't say anything further.
Listen, you look hot. I do you.
I look like a boy, Brendan said. So quiet. She was almost sure she hadn't said it out loud. Which was dumb, because that was the point. But Greta didn't like...
Yes, Spencer said. A very pretty boy.
Spencer reached behind him for the flat iron and held it carefully away from Brendan's face. It was nice of him. Flat iron burns sucked. Not that Brendan knew what that felt like or anything.
But what if she doesn't look? You have 2 choices, Spencer said, rolling his eyes. You get back in the corset, and I spike your hair up, and you rock the demented pixie look like Amanda. Or you stay in this, and you let Ryan do your makeup, and just deal with the fact that you're going to look like a dude for a few hours.
Brendan was silent for a few moments, contemplating. Pants, she said finally. I'm sticking with the pants. Before she told herself, it wasn't like her outfit was entirely masculine. The jacket actually suited her.
even if the overall effect was strikingly androgynous. It was just a shock, going from having her tits shoved up somewhere near her neck to looking sleek and refined and, well, rather male.
Okay then, Spencer said. Let's go kick some heteronormative ass.
That night, the screaming during her intro to lying reached a previously unheard of fever pitch. Brendan decided to just roll with it, camping it up and stalking Ryan across the stage a little more forcefully than usual, pushing into his space and reaching out to run a finger down his cheek, before pulling away at the last possible second. The screams were almost deafening, and Ryan quirked an eye roll at her, as if to say, "Did you know they were going to do that? I didn't know they were going to do that." "Huh," Brendan thought during the chorus, staring out into the crowd as the fans pushed against the barrier, straining towards the stage.
"Well, that's new." "So, that was different,"
John pointed out. They tumbled off stage to raucous screaming and calls for a second encore.
"I think they liked it."
"You think?" Ryan said. "I thought they were going to try to climb over the barriers and eat me." Brendan smirked, wiping off her face with the back of her arm and grabbing a handful of water bottles.
"Like you'd say no. Here, catch."
Ryan fumbled the catch as usual.
"Normal people don't throw things," he said.
"Normal people played sports at least once as a kid," Brendan said, smirking. "Getting hit with a ball doesn't count."
"Calm down, Casanova," Spencer said, pulling Brendan's sweaty top hat off
and sticking it at a rakish angle on his own head.
"We all know Ryan's a little special."
"Casanova, huh?" Brendan said, sticking her tongue out at Ryan.
"And you said I wasn't hot." "You're pretty hot when you look like a dude," Ryan said distractedly,
trying to find the dressing room in the maze of backstage corridors.
"Surprise of the century," Brendan muttered under her breath.
She pretended not to notice when Spencer flushed a little.
"Hey, how close is this hotel? Because I'm starving, and I seriously need to eat something before I..."
"Whoa!" "I need to borrow Brendan," Greta said, smiling sweetly, with one hand tucked in the back of Brendan's suit collar. 10 minutes, okay?"
"Uh-huh," Spencer said distractedly. "Wait, which way did Ryan go?"
"That way," Brendan said helpfully, pointing until she was forcibly tugged backwards.
"You were such a ninja. I didn't even see you there,"
Brendan said to Greta after they'd gone, with something like awe. "Greta was so cool." Greta glanced up and down the corridor before stepping closer, but it was almost entirely empty.
"Hi," Brendan said, a little hesitantly, suddenly remembering what she was wearing.
She felt ridiculously overdressed next to Greta, who was wearing a soft jersey t-shirt and black yoga pants and no shoes.
Do you like it?" "Ryan came up with the jacket and Spencer has the hat, but you saw it on stage."
Greta leaned in closer and bit her lip, smiling at Brendan with a mixture of frustration and awe.
"You have no idea, do you?"
"No idea about what?" Brendan said, risking a glance down the hallway. "They had 8 minutes, totally enough time for makeouts. And then the hotel. Oh God, the hotel." Brendan felt a little like she's going to jump out of her skin, and a little bit like she's going to throw up.
"You look,"
Greta said, and then abandoned the sentence in favour of nipping lightly at Brendan's earlobe, drawing her short hair away with one hand.
"You have no idea how long I've been waiting for you to get off that fucking stage,"
she murmured into Brendan's ear.
"So, you like it?"
Brendan said, breathless, one hand rubbing absent circles on Greta's hip bone. Greta's breasts were pressing into her chest, and her skin was so soft. And Brendan just wanted to pick her up and throw Greta's legs around her waist and shove them both up against the wall. But that really wasn't something they should be doing in public.
Of course I like it,
Greta mumbled, kissing a slow line down Brendan's jaw, moving her head every time Brendan tried to actually kiss her.
You're gorgeous. Why wouldn't I like it?
Wouldn't you think I was hot if I put on a suit?
Yes,
Brendan said desperately, tugging Greta in so she could kiss her. Greta kissed back slow and dirty, and that seriously wasn't fair, because all Brendan could think about was how much he wanted to get Greta naked right the fuck now. How Greta would look when she was arching her neck back and the feel of her under her hands and...
Oh my god, you would look...
Okay then, Greta said, pulling it away reluctantly. And stop complaining, because I like the outfit.
I'm not complaining, Brendan said, still breathless. Not complaining at all.
A hand waved around the corner at one end of the corridor.
Is anyone naked? John called.
No,
Greta called back.
Unfortunately, Brendan muttered.
John's head peeked around the corner after he got the all clear.
Bus call in 20 minutes, he said, raising an eyebrow. You probably don't want to sleep in that.
Not really, no, Brendan said, wrinkling her nose and sighing. Her life was so hard.
Come on, Greta said, linking her fingers with Brendan's and pulling her towards John. We have a hotel room to debauch.
Not my hotel room, John said. 1 hour,
Spencer said, handing her a key card and raising an eyebrow threateningly.
1 hour, and I'm coming back in there, and I don't care who is doing what. You will put your clothing back on so I can take a goddamn shower.
Yes, Brendan said, tugging Greta down the hallway with one hand, backpack in the other.
1 hour, got it. I'm serious,
Spencer called,
just as they got to the door. Greta was pulling her hair back away from her face with slightly nervous fingers, smiling a little shyly at Brendan, as Brendan tried to work the key card and failed.
So am I, Brendan said to herself quietly, totally distracted with staring at Greta.
Greta reached out and gently took the key card out of Brendan's hand, working the door with a click and pushing it open so she could step through. Brendan bit her lip and followed.
So, so serious.
So, hey, Greta said, sitting down on the edge of the bed and tightening their fingers briefly. They were linked with Brendan's, cool and slightly sweaty against Brendan's palm. Greta worried at the inside of her lip.
We don't have to, she said quietly, eyelashes fluttering back and forth between Brendan's face and the floor. I don't want to, like, pressure you earlier. I just meant...
Oh, hey, no, Brendan said, crossing the few feet between them, standing, as she was in between Greta's legs, hanging off the bed.
No, no, no,
Brendan said, shaking her head emphatically.
I was going to... I was worried you didn't want to.
Oh, Greta said, and grinned at her slyly. A little bit of spark coming back.
Oh, I want to.
We're dumb sometimes, Brendan agreed. Her stomach was all twisted up in knots, but the good kind of knots. The kind you got on roller coasters and those crazy drop you 15 stories rides right before they fell. Greta said, and tugged on Brendan's hand until Brendan was mostly on the bed, sort of half leaning over Greta, who leaned back to accommodate the new position.
Can we make out now? Brendan said softly.
And she knew it was totally lame that she was even asking, that she'd been waiting, like, forever. The worst part, Brendan thought, was that as much as she really, really, really could use an orgasm, or several, she would probably have been fine with just making out, if that's what Greta had wanted. Which was... That was dangerous territory right there. Greta leaned up in response, soft press of lips against lips, and she opened when Brendan slid her tongue forward, giving just a little, making Brendan work for it a little more.
It was slow and soft and quiet, and all the things they didn't really have time for. Brendan didn't care in the slightest. She pressed down a little bit, just Greta pressed up, and Brendan let herself sort of sink down, their curves and angles fitting together easily. They weren't quite the same height, but it was good enough. It was perfect. Something warm and lazy curling in Brendan's stomach as Greta shifted under her. Tiny presses of her hips, kitten licks, and the hint of her teeth on Brendan's neck when she leaned up. Brendan hummed quietly in the back of her throat, and Greta nipped at her lower lip, biting down slowly and firmly, the corner of her mouth drawing up in a smirk against Brendan's skin. Brendan pulled back, kissed her nose, then immediately moved down to suck a tiny bruise into her skin just under her ear, where no one would see. Greta gasped a little, puffs of air rushing past her lips. "Oh," she said, one hand on Brendan's hip, thumb sweeping over the slight jut of the bone. Brendan shifted her hips a little more, and then nudged Greta's legs a little farther apart, so she could get a thigh in between her legs. A little more friction, even through her jeans. Greta slid a hand down Brendan's back firmly, possessively, and Brendan arched. She tucked her hand into the back pocket of Brendan's jeans, squeezing a little, and using the leverage to press Brendan's thigh farther between her legs. "You have the best ass," Greta mumbled against Brendan's lips, wet and slick. "You have the best everything," Brendan said, because she had no brain-to-mouth filter, and Greta was stupid hot underneath her, or lazy extension of muscles, and little shifting movements that were driving Brendan insane. "Can we get naked now?" "No," Greta said. "Oh," Brendan said. "I'm kidding. Take your pants off," Greta said. "Duh." "Right," Brendan said, shifting back and forth on top of Greta and trying to wiggle out of her jeans without actually moving. Crap. Greta was already in her underwear, rolling her eyes. "You're hopeless," she said, tugging on Brendan's jeans that were tangled up somewhere around mid-thigh. "This shouldn't be that hard." "This is why I never get laid," Brendan said mournfully. "Trust me, I'm working on it," Greta muttered, and tugged again, finally getting Brendan's jeans down. Brendan kicked her jeans to the foot of the bed and pulled her t-shirt off. She hadn't bothered with the bra, reasoning that everyone she would see on the way to the hotel had seen her boobs already. Greta hadn't, though. Not like this. Brendan bit her lip. "Fuck, come here," Greta mumbled, pulling Brendan back down. Brendan gasped into her mouth, as it quickly became apparent that they were both almost naked, and Greta's skin was the softest thing ever against her own. "I want..." Brendan panted, holding on to Greta's hip. "I'm going to take your bra off now." Greta's bra was perfectly nice, plain black and well cut, but it needed to go.
"Good for you,"
Greta said, then arched when Brendan licked a slow, hot line down her chest, stopping just above the arch of the cups to suck a bruise into the thin skin. Brendan fumbled with one hand until she felt the clasp come apart under her fingers. "Ha!" she muttered triumphantly, then pushed it away.
"How much time do we have?"
Greta mumbled into Brendan's mouth, shifting her hips so she could press her thigh between Brendan's legs. Brendan ground down unthinkingly, barely even hearing the question.
"Half an hour,"
Brendan said, and she could form sentences again.
"What do you want? We could..."
"I want," Greta said, and slid a hand down Brendan's stomach, rubbing at her through Brendan's cotton briefs.
"Fuck,"
Brendan said faintly. It was the faintest hint of pressure, Greta tracing the lines of her slit through the fabric. Brendan was already wet, had been, ever since Greta had tugged her down on the bed and kissed her. Brendan just wanted, had been prepared to take care of Greta first, but if Greta kept doing that, Brendan didn't think she'd be able to concentrate long enough to argue. On your back for me, baby, Greta said softly, licking into her mouth, not letting up the teasing press of her hand. Brendan scrabbled to comply. Oh shit, is that a thong? Brendan said, tugging her underwear off and propping her head up with one of the pillows. Oh man, Greta was wearing a hot ass thong. How had Brendan not noticed this? Brendan reached out a hand, stroking over the delicate panel of lace on the side. God, Greta's hips. It's comfortable, Greta said, and stroked one finger down Brendan's slit, teasing. Brendan made an embarrassing noise and spread her legs a little wider, silently pleading for more. Greta smiled and covered her with her whole hand, getting two fingers wet before sliding them in, angling them up. On the first press, so Brendan jerked and moaned. Shit, she said, and then jerked again when she felt Greta's tongue on her clit, circling lightly. Steady pressure and tiny circles in time with her hand working between Brendan's legs. You're so wet, Greta said softly after a few minutes, pulling back to get a better angle for her fingers, biting her lip as she watched Brendan arch underneath her on the bed. Brendan nodded a little frantically, too far gone to reply. It felt like she was hovering just on the edge, muscles tensing and pulling tighter and tighter, and God! Greta's fingers felt amazing, but it wasn't quite enough. Brendan whined a little in frustration. She was so close, just a little more. Maybe Greta's mouth again, or, oh, damn it! Brendan moaned when Greta pulled away and started nipping lightly at her thighs, decreasing the pressure on her clit, so Greta was just barely brushing the tips of her fingers over her. Brendan arched a little, trying to get Greta's mouth back somewhere useful. But Greta just held her down with one hand on her hip, sucking a tiny bruise into the crease where Brendan's thigh met her torso, barely inches away from where Brendan wanted her. Please, Brendan said, her voice coming out too high and breathless. She could feel the way the sheets were bunching up under her hips, the way she couldn't quite keep still, the way everything was all warm and blurry at the edges, and all she could think about was Greta's mouth, Greta's hands. Please, Greta, come on. Needy, Greta said softly, smiling against her thigh. She moved over and flicked her tongue against Brendan's clit, suckling lightly. Ah, Brendan said, bucking a little now that Greta wasn't holding her hips down, chasing the sensation. Greta pulled back and softly blew out a steady stream of air. She was so close, Brendan could feel the heat from her mouth, the way the pressure changed slightly when Greta sucked in a breath after the exhale. Brendan didn't move, afraid that if she bucked forward, Greta would make her wait even longer. You're being so good for me, Greta said softly, when Brendan managed to keep herself still. She leaned up and over Brendan's body, kissing her lightly, just as she slid two fingers into Brendan and pressed up hard, her thumb rubbing tiny circles over Brendan's cunt. Is this what you want? No, Brendan said, once she was capable of forming words again. Greta agreed, slowly pulling her finger out when Brendan twitched and sighed, still riding out the aftershocks. I agree. She trailed her hand up to Brendan's lips, pressing gently. Brendan took her fingers in with a pleased sigh. We should do that all the time, Brendan mumbled, chasing after Greta's fingers when she pulled them back. Like every day. We have jobs, Greta pointed out. And bands. Whatever, Brendan said, stretching, and settling Greta more firmly on top of her, holding on to her hips. Greta tilted her head back, her hair falling down over her shoulders. Even through the thong, Brendan could feel how warm and damp Greta was against her thigh. She tilted her leg up, rubbing slightly, and Greta pressed down, circling her hips.
I think, Brendan said, leaning up so she could suck on Greta's collarbone. We should probably trade places.
If you want, Greta said, a little breathlessly. I could be okay with that.
I won't, Brendan said firmly, rolling them both over so Greta was on her back. She reached up and brushed Greta's hair out of her face, where it was tangled on her eyelashes.
Hey,
Brendan said softly.
Hey,
Greta said, smiling back. Brendan pressed her thigh in a little harder, just to watch Greta's eyelids flutter closed. She knew they didn't have much time, but Greta was just... God. Brendan couldn't stop touching her. All of the places she was soft and warm under Brendan's hands. Brendan leaned down to trail kisses down her chest, keeping one hand spread flat over Greta's stomach. And she could feel the little shivers under Greta's skin when she bit down, and Greta moaned. Brendan kept moving slowly down, using the flat of her tongue and a hint of teeth, paying close attention to what made Greta shift restlessly under her hands. It wasn't that she'd done this a lot. It was, okay, Brendan hadn't done this a lot.
Brendan veered off course a little when she reached Greta's hips, moving over instead to concentrate on the curve of her upper thigh, enjoying the way she could feel Greta's leg muscles flex under her hand. Greta made an impatient noise and reached a hand down, tugging lightly on Brendan's short hair. Brendan glanced up to see Greta watching her, biting her lower lip.
We don't have a lot of time, Greta said, tugging gently.
Brendan raised an eyebrow and licked a slow, hot line down the front of Greta's thong. Greta arched and swore, her hand tightening in Brendan's hair. Brendan allowed herself a small, secret smile.
Why are you still wearing these?
Brendan said, reaching up to peel Greta's thong down her hips, helping her guide them down her legs and then throwing them off to the side.
I have no idea,
Greta said, a little irritably. Brendan took a deep breath and then leaned in to taste her. Greta shifted under her, tiny presses of her hips up into Brendan's mouth. Brendan tried to stay focused, but Greta was hot and slick under her tongue. Brendan let out a tiny moan, curling her tongue a little. Greta tasted amazing, and Brendan just wanted more, arching her neck to lick deeper. She felt Greta thread a hand through her hair again, and glanced up to see Greta flushed and panting, her lips red with teeth marks. Brendan closed her eyes and let Greta guide her to where she wanted her, licking delicately at Greta's clit.
More,
Greta said, tightening her hand in Brendan's hair when Brendan licked more firmly. Her voice was soft, broken, and Brendan had to stop for a second when a surge of want rushed down her spine, strong enough to take her breath away. Greta pressed down hard and Brendan leaned back in, stroking at Greta lightly while she sucked on her clit, alternating little flicks of her tongue and longer, broader strokes. Greta arched against her fingers and Brendan carefully slid one in, moaning at the feel of Greta around her fingers, wet and velvety soft.
Close,
Greta said, straining up against Brendan's mouth, her thigh muscles tense and firm under Brendan's hand.
Baby, more. Please, do too. Fuck,
Greta said, her voice cracking on the last syllable as Brendan switched to two, pressing up like Greta had done for her, overwhelmed by the way Greta's body was drawing her in, the tiny tremors she could feel under Greta's skin. Greta moaned low and loud, throwing her head back, and Brendan closed her eyes and pressed up harder, and God, Greta was so gorgeous like this, shaking apart under Brendan's hands. The lock clicked.
Jesus, fuck,
Spencer said faintly from the doorway. Brendan's eyes flew open, horrified.
Oh God, the clock! She should have been watching the clock.
Ah, John said thoughtfully from somewhere in the hallway. That's pretty hot.
Brendan wanted to say something, do something, cover them up somehow, but she was absolutely frozen in shock.
Get the fuck out, Greta snapped, still working her hips up. We're busy.
I can tell, Ryan drawled. And Greta reached over to the nightstand and threw Spencer's copy of House of Leaves at his head. The door closed with a shout and a thump.
Baby, don't stop,
Greta moaned. When Brendan was still trying to process what the hell had just happened, Brendan leaned back down, twisting her fingers a little and sucking hard on Greta's clit. Greta came with a breathy moan, and Brendan watched, fascinated, as Greta slowly came down.
Wow,
Brendan said, eyes wide. She wanted to say something about how beautiful Greta looked, how fucking hot it was to feel her clenching around Brendan's fingers. But what came out was,
you scared away Spencer.
They had it coming, Greta said, rolling her eyes.
Your band needs to learn to knock.
She tugged on Brendan's hair gently, and Brendan went willingly, crawling up the bed so she could kiss her.
You're awesome, Brendan said softly, a little shy.
After they'd gotten distracted all over again and wasted another 15 minutes just making out.
Yeah,
Greta said, smiling into Brendan's mouth, rubbing a soothing hand over Brendan's lower back, just at the dip of her spine.
You too.
Brendan bit her lip, screwing up her courage. Be my girlfriend? Brendan said, not daring to look at Greta's face. I mean, if you wanted to. Greta laughed, low and delighted.
I kind of thought we were already, she said, smiling. But sure, if you want to make it official.
Oh, Brendan said, a grin breaking out on her face that she couldn't seem to control.
Okay, I didn't know if you...
I did, Greta said quietly.
I do.
There was a knock at the door.
So, hey, John said. Spencer kind of wants his room back, if you're done being naked and all.
Brendan rolled her eyes. Spencer can't ask me himself, Brendan said.
You threw a book at his head, John pointed out. I don't think he likes you very much right now.
I threw a book at his head,
Greta called out.
Get your facts straight, Walker.
There was silence from behind the door, which is probably John shrugging and forgetting that they couldn't actually see him.
We're coming, Brendan said, rolling off of Greta with a sigh.
Give us 5 minutes and then Spencer can have his precious shower.
Oh, I think he's showering in my room, John said helpfully. I mean, he's in with Ryan. It's kind of been a while. I've just sort of been wandering around.
Brendan raised an eyebrow at the door, in disbelief.
Right, she said after a pause.
Greta's mouth was pursed, like she was trying not to laugh.
Well, give us 5 minutes and then you can come hang out in here with us.
Okay, John said easily. That would be cool.
That's okay, right?
Brendan said, glancing at Greta. If John chills with us for a while?
Totally okay, Greta said, smiling, pulling her t-shirt on.
Since now you're my girlfriend and all.
Awesome, Brendan said, and went about finding her pants.
The end. Thanks for listening.